Trump announces 80,000 pages of JFK files to be released Tuesday. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 17, 2025. President Donald Trump revealed that roughly 80,000 pages of federal government files regarding the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy, JFK, would be released to the public on Tuesday afternoon. "We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So, people have been waiting for decades for this. And I've instructed my people, that are responsible. Lots of different people put together by Tulsi Gabbard," Trump said while visiting the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center on Monday. "We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading," the president stated. "I don't believe we are going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. But, we are going to be releasing the JFK files." Trump noted that during his presidential campaign, he had promised to release documents relating to the assassination of JFK, which took place in Dallas, Texas, on November 22, 1963. "I said during the campaign I'd do it, and I'm a man of my word," Trump asserted. He added that the files set for public release total approximately 80,000 pages. Trump's announcement comes after he previously signed an executive order in January declassifying the records relating to the assassinations of JFK, Martin Luther King Jr., and Robert F. Kennedy, the brother of JFK. During a campaign rally in August 2024, Trump pledged to create a commission in honor of Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. regarding presidential assassination attempts. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the son of Robert F. Kennedy and the nephew of JFK. Robert F. Kennedy was fatally shot on June 5, 1968, in Los Angeles, California, and succumbed to his wounds the next day. His assassination occurred moments after speaking to a crowd of supporters after winning California's Democratic presidential primary. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been very vocal in his belief that the CIA was involved in the killing of his uncle, Breitbart News recalled last August.